Okay, yeah, it does take time to study. During the pandemic, I went ahead and studied for both the tech and the general and just took them at the same time because they're pretty close as far as similar as far as questions and such. So I had kind of knocked it out. And yeah, both my kids are actually in college. Well, my daughter just graduated, but and she actually has her technician, and she was in Ann Arbor there, and I was able to, from Oxford, able to hit one of the Ann Arbor repeaters, and we would have a keystone every once in a while on 2 meters, which was kind of cool. She enjoyed that, but yeah, it is fun, but it does take time to do, and then, of course, then you got to go out and get a different rig and different kind of antenna, but I've been pretty, just slowly pecking away at my equipment here and there, but right now I just have wire antennas. Inexpensive and easy to put up and take down as needed.
That's pretty cool. Our next door neighbor, he doesn't do much anymore, but he used to only do the CQ, or not CQ, what is it, Morse code, anyway. He's got a wire hanging from, going from his house hanging up to one of the back trees. And I think he used to do the video, this quick scan video or whatever. He's got a pie-shaped antenna that he used for that. But my first and really only experience with HF was on a field day, and it just so happens that my very first contact was with the AARL contesting station on field day. And so that was pretty cool. Other people in the shack that were showing me how to do things were saying how they had hoped, since they've gotten to amateur radio, to contact with that station, and they hadn't. And my first try with a technician license on a field day, I connected with them.